The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From the United Center in Chicago, the San Jose Sharks shake off a couple of recent losses on this road trip and try to get back on the winning track as they put Yaroslav Askarov in the net against the Chicago Blackhawks. First meeting of the season between the Sharks and Chicago. San Jose coming into this game with 58 points, currently in 10th place in the Western Conference, only 2 points away from Los Angeles and that second wildcard spot. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks are a little bit behind that. With 51 points, Jeff Blashill's team finds themselves in 13th place in the Western Conference. So it's pretty obvious as we get closer to the Olympic break that this game is of prime importance to both of these teams. It's Macklin Celebrini against Connor Bedard. That's a big marquee matchup from individual players that are going to be around for a long time in the NHL. Macklin Celebrini talked about that whole situation.
Yeah, it would be great. Obviously a good friend and kind of grew up in the same area and played on the same team for a year, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Does Celebrini compare himself to Bedard?
No, I mean, it's obviously probably good for the league and good for you guys to debate and have those conversations, but I mean, we like competing against each other. We do it in the summers, and I think that's all it is. We just like battling, and I don't think either of us compare each other to the other.
Will Smith also has some thoughts on the Celebrini-Bedard combination and what it means to the game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he thinks about it too much. I don't know how he thinks about it, but it's super cool whenever there's big matchups like this that everyone gets excited, so it's always fun when there's energy around the building.
Meanwhile, there's another comparison you could make, too. Will Smith will have at least 30 members of his family in the rink tonight because his mom grew up in Chicago. And on the other side of the ice, one of his old line mates from the U.S. National Team Junior Program and the World Championships, Frank Nazar, is a matchup that Smith himself is looking forward to.
Yeah, I played with him a little bit when we were at USA and then also Oliver Moore. So both on my USA teammates, it's going to be pretty cool to play against him.
Oliver Moore is another young Blackhawk that Smith has had a lot of ice time with. He talked about the strengths of those two former teammates and what challenge they bring tonight.
Yeah, they definitely, they're both some of the best skaters I've ever seen. So really fast guys, and got to keep your eye on them.
Philip Kurashev came back in the game against Calgary after sitting out the last 19 games with an injury. By the time the game came to a close, he was feeling a lot better, but he says that the challenge of recovering from an injury mid-season with that much time off is a big challenge.
Yeah, it's tough. I never really had that before where I was injured for so long during the season, so it was definitely a really hard time sometimes, in the recovery time. But yeah, definitely just glad to be back, and it took me some time as well in the game to get in it, but I think towards the end I was feeling a lot better and back to normal.
Of course, Kurashev is one of two former Blackhawks that are eager to skate tonight. The other one is Adam Gaudette, who spent some time here in Chicago. Gaudette brings a three-game goal-scoring streak into tonight's contest, including a big goal that put the Sharks in front early in the second period in Calgary. Flames move it back into the Sharks' end, but a misfired pass intercepted there. Klingberg headmans to Misa. Misa, nice little pass down the left-wing side, giving a target for Eklund to go skate for. Eklund gets it, leaves it for Misa behind the net, angles it back to the point. Dickinson the blast. It's blocked. Misa in the slot, turns, shoots, blocked. Eklund had a man in front, and Gaudette, he scores! Eklund's first pass was blocked. William persevered, and the stick was down for Gaudette. Adam Gaudette now has a three-game goal-scoring streak, and the Sharks take the 2-1 lead. But unfortunately, the Sharks gave up a shorthanded goal in the third period to Joel Farabee on a weird play that was enough to propel the Flames to victory. As they push it out to center ice, penalty on Ostapchuk is over. Flames move into the Sharks zone, and shorthanded, the slapper wide, rebound, score! Off the end boards, Farabee puts it through the legs of Nedeljkovic. That is a shorthanded score for Joel Farabee, and it makes it 3-2 Calgary at 6:53 of the third, exactly what the doctor did not order for San Jose. Certainly the compressed schedule has been a challenge to all teams in the NHL, and head coach Ryan Warsofsky says that getting a day off yesterday and recharging the batteries might be a big factor in tonight's game.
You know, we're new to this in a sense of where we are in this playoff push, and the grind that you have to go through it and the learning experiences that you go through, and a little bit of a reset. We had a good meeting this morning, good morning skate, and you know, we got to be ready for this one mentally and physically.
Of course, the Blackhawks are a very strong challenge. Warsofsky gave us some thoughts on the way they have to play with one word: fast.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, they're going to be quick. This team can skate. They want to get vertical. They want to get to their offense. We got to, you know, manage our puck and support the puck and get out of our own end is even more important.
Here's how Macklin Celebrini sees today's game.
I mean, it's go time for us now. Like, we got to start winning games, and dropped a couple the last two where, I mean, we easily could have gotten those games. So I think it's frustrating for us, but I think we just kind of need to kind of take that step tonight, starting tonight, and push the thing in the right direction.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was, so I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop
great
in.
Shot.
Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
While the Sharks have lost their last two consecutive games, in overtime in Edmonton and in regulation in Calgary, the Blackhawks are winless in their last five games, outscored 19-9. Putting the puck in the net has been a problem lately for Jeff Blashill's team. But they have Connor Bedard and they have Frank Nazar. Nazar, who played with Will Smith on the U.S. National Team Development Program and in the World Championships, is looking forward to the challenge, alongside Connor Bedard, to face Macklin Celebrini and his former line mate.
For sure. I mean, being able to play, played with Will in past times, you know, so it's awesome to be able to play against him. And, I mean, obviously going up against a guy like Mac is you know, a great challenge, and makes the game a lot more fun and something to look forward to.
Blackhawks coach Jeff Blashill is no stranger to teams rebuilding after all of the years he coached Detroit, but he also has some experience assisting coach John Cooper with the Tampa Bay Lightning organization. As for the Sharks' makeup, here's what Blashill said.
Yeah, you know, they got a mix of kind of young skill in veterans. You know, not dissimilar to us, probably more veterans on the back end, obviously, you know, but it kind of a mix similar. And you know, there's obviously some high-end young players in the game, which always makes for I think, fun, good hockey. You know, it's an organization similar to ours that it's kind of gone through a rebuild, and we hope to both be real good here in the near future, and you know, be teams that are going to compete against each other. So I think these are, you know, similar to when we played Anaheim. I think they're fun games to be a part of, and not just for, you know, tonight's game, but with an eye to the future as well. Certainly, these are still big points tonight for both teams, and we want to come out with that urgency needed.
Join us for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage of the San Jose Sharks and the Chicago Blackhawks. Jamal Mayers is with me on the call today on the Sharks Audio Network, which you can find by tuning into one of our great terrestrial radio affiliate stations in Northern California, online at sjsharks.com/listen in the office, and pipe us into your car using Bluetooth by opening up the Sharks plus SAP Center app and hitting live or listen. We're on the air at 5 o'clock Pacific time with all of the coverage, so be with us. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.